I'm not sure when I ended up in the crypt, or how I managed to steal a minute alone, considering my men have been on high alert for the last week. But somehow I find myself sitting here, staring up at the name freshly carved into the cold white marble. How the fuck did this happen? How did I let this happen? All this time, and all these years later, I say softly, I still feel like I never know what to say to you. I swallow hard. I'm just so sorry, Rachel. I whisper, my voice cracking. God, I'm sorry for all of it. My eyes burn, a swell of emotions building in my chest, until I can fight it no longer. And this time, alone in this place, I don't want to. The dam breaks, and I find myself crying. No, not crying. Sobbing. I weep for everything we were to each other, and for everything we weren't. I weep for all the hurts I caused her, as a partner and father, and even as a man. I weep for the life Rachel should have had. And I weep for Jessica, and the mother she barely knew. The sound of my pain echoes off the cold stone. Every pent-up transgression or guilt that I never wanted to confront or acknowledge in front of others pours out of me now like a busted tap. I'm not sure how long I've sat here crying. Seconds? Minutes? Hours? Who knows? I'm sorry, I whisper, for all the ways I failed you. And I am sorry. While I know that not all of these transgressions are solely mine, now that Rachel is gone, I'm the only one left to carry them.